talking about putting up that radar thing.
Well, they have like meetings in the morning or something, or once a week or once every morning, and they have certain zones that they can send their, you know, if there's a problem, they get a couple complaints, they'll concentrate on that zone. They'll say zone one, and they'll send something out there.
I'll talk about it. I had three people. I had three people tell me about it. Okay, so we'll see what happens. Well, he told me okay.
July 20th, Smyrna Town Council meeting is now called to order. Please rise for a pledge of allegiance to the flag. Please remain standing for a moment of silence. Thank you. Councilor Evans.
Here.
Councilor White.
Here.
Councilor DeFeo.
Here.
Here. Councilor Thornton.
Here.
Councilor Riddle.
Here.
Councilor Reynolds.
Here.
Are there any additions or deletions to the published agenda? I would like to ask that 8B2 be stricken because the two vacant seats have been filled. Dr. Marquez's seat was filled by Margaret, and Mabel Holmes' seat was filled by Ginger Barkley. Okay. Are there any other additions or deletions to the published agenda?
Madam Mayor, I request that Item 8A, under old business, the results of the 2009 first quarterly appeals day be postponed until the next meeting, reason being there were some unanswered questions at the meeting, and I think we got answers to those just recently, which the rest of the council has not seen.
Okay. Also, we should add Bob Riddle's name to it. I think he was left off as one of the council. Oh, on 14? Oh, okay. All right. See how important you are.
I'm getting late.
Okay. You'll learn to get around.
Okay, are there any other additions or deletions? Is there a motion to accept?
Make a motion to accept.
Second?
Second.
Councilman White?
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo?
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman
Riddle?
Aye.
Councilman Rayner?
Aye.
Councilman Evans?
Aye.
Before we finalize this, your motion was to accept with the changes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any additions or deletions to the minutes? July 6th in the council packet. Is there a motion to accept?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Second.
Mayor Stonewall.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman Wayne.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Minutes accepted. Six, reports, bills and financial statements. Mr. Huff?
Nothing to report tonight.
Okay, I don't have anything. Mr. Jaywork?
I have nothing, Mayor.
Chief Baldwin?
Madam Mayor, you have a copy of my written report that I put at your desk. I apologize for not getting it to you earlier. The first issue of our Chief Academy, I have to report that because of the grant that we received from the Walmart Transportation Division, we were able to conduct our 2-week senior JVM, our officers involved are Corporal Corey James and PFC Andrew McHenry. They're always as excited about it as they do. It's a great opportunity for us to reach out to some of the youth and community. As you're aware, because of some of the cost cutting efforts we made at budget time, we did cut that out of the 2009 budget. Also, just a brief word on statistics. For the month, for the year through June, has reported here that we see about a 9% increase in calls for service, which surprised me a little bit considering the state of the economy. We are very fortunate.
Thank you. Mr. Huff?
No report this evening.
Committees? Any committee report?
Madam Mayor, the Public Safety Committee met on July 9th at 5 p.m. We had all members in attendance, went through a number of items, including sex offender registry ordinance, which we'll be talking about later on this evening. That was endorsed by the Public Safety Committee to bring forward. We also talked about the Police Department Chaplain Program, a program developed by Chief Baldwin in conjunction with a local clergyman, and that's being developed. We also talked at length about security issues at Lake Como, and there will be several recommendations forthcoming to the town manager with regard to signage, replacing the swim fence, and other measures. In addition, I want to commend the police department. They've made a couple of arrests for trespassing as a result of swimmers coming onto private property. So I think for this year, we'll be able to control those problems. In addition to that, they recommended that I talk to the Finance Committee about the budget for next year concerning lifeguards. And I did take that message to the Finance Committee, who will take it under advisement.
Any other committee reports?
Yes, Madam Mayor, the Tree Commission met, and we are already planning our Arbor Day for the coming year. Hopefully we'll be able to schedule that so it's not with every other function in the state. I'd like to thank a list of volunteers. Rebecca Yetter, who does all the watering and the tree planting, gave me a list of people who have been helping her. Mrs. Pickett has been watering down on Mount Vernon and Main Street. Bob Seeger, who is at Bon Air. Jim Veet from Bon Air. And Judy, and I apologize, Rebecca did not recall her last name, have all been volunteering to water and do weed eating. Rebecca gave us the number of trees planted since last year was 172. And of the 172, only 4 were lost. That's all.
There was a Finance Committee met on July 14th. We went over a number of items. Some of them are on the agenda tonight. Very good meeting, and we're going to start working on the budget soon and hopefully have it finished sometime in November. Any other committees? At this time, we would like to open the meeting to visitors. We ask that you step up to the microphone. It's recorded. You have to give your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to speak to council, unless you're representing a group. I have a timer that will let you know when you're about to reach your 3 minutes. We may not answer your question tonight. We may have to send it to an employee or to a committee.
I'm Dolores Loy. I'm at 307 Kent Way. I've got this letter. It was dated June 30th. When I bought my house back in March 1st, 2006, I had my two trash cans. But I saw the town does not use, and I decided to use my heavy contractor bags. So I got this note. So I want to know, it said in violation of the town of Smyrna code or the 2003 international property code. And I want to know, I've used my two trash cans now. However, I want to know why the town is exempt from your code.
I think what had happened, I had put a note on your door. I'm Councilman Rayner, and I was to get back to you today, which I didn't, and I found out that from the town that I guess they took like a random sampling from different areas. Am I correct, Dave? And I guess maybe you were one that got a note, but everybody didn't get it. That's the way I understand it.
When I lived here before, lived in that house in 2002, then went to the home state, which Jimmy came back, brought their house back in 2006. I would have to, when I went across town, dodge on a windy day, trash cans, so I didn't hit them, or have to get out and move one. And dogs aren't supposed to be running loose, so they could still knock a can over. It's a flag in it. So I just wondered, what's the reason that the town is exempt? And I'd like to have an answer, because over 2 years ago, my sister here made a complaint about dog chasing her home, and they didn't get back to her. Nobody ever got back to her. We have called the town different times since we saw these dogs. I don't like to go out in my yard and have a mow the grass or take a walk or ride my bike and have a loose dog. So I'd like an answer.
I have an answer I can get you tomorrow. I have a written answer, so I'll get back to you with that tomorrow.
But the town still has theirs out in big bags tonight.
He might have to talk to the town manager about that. I can't help that one.
That's all I have to say. But I think if you're going to, then you ought to enforce it. You do it yourself.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Okay.
That's right.
I understand.
Terry. Do you have the charter with
you? Hi, Jennifer Merrill, 115 North Main Street. I want to follow up on that because sometimes the trash bags in front of Town Hall actually block the entire sidewalk. So anybody in a wheelchair or a stroller can't even get past Town Hall. So that's kind of annoying. But I wanted to thank Council and the folks working on the budget for extending the hours at Lake Como. Having the extended hours and being open every day is a huge benefit, I think, to the people of this town. And as a mom with three little kids, it's a huge resource. And I'm glad to see that it's getting a lot more use this year. I'm sorry there's no lifeguard, but I think it was a good move to extend the hours. So I thank you guys for doing that.
Good job. Excuse my dress. It's not a dress. Yes, my name is Al Kraft. My residence is 772 Dorchester Court, Smyrna, Delaware. My address that I'd like to bring today is that I'd like to compliment as many people on the terms of how the vesting is done when a person is running or selected for a position. I have to be honest, I'm a straightforward guy to say what I have to deal with, and I like to thank them. The mayor, Tony, and when things were negative, the person I had a chance to get accused got a chance. They called me and told me to ask me could I show any other evidence according to what was going on. Now, my purpose of why I'm doing this is my name is very important to me. I'm a two-tour non-vet, and I want to let you know something. I have nothing to hold my head down about, but things got a little out of hand with letters to people about what I was about and so forth, and I'm not going to mention the name of the individual that did it, but he always talked about a personal thing about Mr. Positive goes negative. Seems to be a big letter that seems to be passed around to share with people, and I just wanted to let you know that. But he never mentioned Mr. Positive's rebuttal. Look at that whole page there. Look at this. This is what I'm talking about. To verify that everything that was said against me was false, that it was all lies. Now, I take my name very serious, And I'd like to let you all know that I would do nothing. And I do live here in Smyrna, and I love the things that happen and go on here in Smyrna. I work with law enforcement in Wilmington with the mayor to get things to bring back to be instrumental to how I can help in this area. Now, all I'm saying is this. I've worked from homelessness to law school. If anyone knows, this is 1994. Veteran, known for a man of his word. He's known for integrity. I didn't get these things by being a joke. I didn't do these things going through negative times to be mistreated with my name. My wife is getting a little nervous in my community. Why does somebody hate so bad? That's why I'm doing this tonight. And the person lives in my community. And I want to say that I do not want anyone around my house. I want no letters, which I specified before. No contact in any way. And by the way, I'm just saying that. You never know how much legal background a person has. I went from homelessness to law school. And I'm just saying the fact is this. I love being involved with the positive in this town. And you know, people in this town, we have people with expertise that would love to volunteer. Don't tear people down. We have people moving in here. We're Smyrna people. Even though we don't live here, we're Smyrna. I got 5 years here. And I'm not going to let someone run me out or tear my name down. Thank you. And that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, rather, to speak to you about an issue that really concerns me greatly.
Your name and address, sir.
First of all, my name is Patrick Bianco. I reside at 574 Groundhog Lane, and that's in the Bombay Woods development. I think in the year 2006, there was a 47% increase in property assessment taxes. I think that's a high increase, but these must have been very booming times, okay, for this township. So in light of budget constraints going on today with not just townships, but states, city, federal government, everybody's tightening their belts. So I want to know, what methodology do you employ when you do property assessment regarding taxes, and what's the frequency of that methodology that you employ? I spoke to a James today. It appeared by body language and vocally that he was a hardliner, meaning, well, we're not doing any property tax assessment this year, and I don't know when we will do the next one. In contrast with that, I received a notice from Kent County, which reduced the property assessment tax for 2009. I want to know why Smyrna can't follow through with that in conjunction with what the Kent County did. So that's the issue I have, and I'd like to have an answer for that. And if it concerns costs, I'd be more than happy to take upon myself the cost of getting a reassessment. I don't know how other people feel in the township of Smyrna, but that's the way I feel. That's all I have to say.
Mr. Hogg, would you like to address that?
I can only answer in sort of general terms. The town uses Tyler Technologies, which is a registered, certified property tax assessment company. They come in every year, update for new properties and properties that have had significant improvements or modifications. They use an industry standard, industry accepted method for doing the assessment. The town does send you, and sent you this spring, an updated assessment notice, which we send to all property owners every year. We last did a complete reassessment in 2005, I believe it was, where all the property values were adjusted from what they had previously been, which is, I think, the late 1990s. We won't do a total town reassessment until probably, I would guess with the cost of a reassessment, probably not for another couple of years. Usually towns do them every 5 to 10 years, because it'll cost us somewhere between $250,000 and $300,000 to do that. But Tyler Technologies does do a review of our assessments and an update every year. That information is sent out with the tax bill, and the town has an appeal day when people who are unhappy about their tax assessment can come and appeal.
Well, what would surprise me is that there hasn't been many more people that have come forward concerning this issue, okay? And in light of the constrained economic times we're in, we're paying high taxes is what I'm saying. If the Kent County can come to that conclusion and reassess at a lower assessment, why can't the township do that? That's my the meat of my question. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't know why the taxes can't be reduced with the depressed economic times that we're all facing.
That's
all I have to say. I hope I can get an answer. If not tonight, maybe in a future meeting.
I mean, that's the actual tax rate and tax revenue is a budget decision that's a separate decision from what the assessed value of the town is. The assessed value of the town is a mathematically determined number, and from that council makes a decision about the amount of property tax revenue they wish to collect and what the tax rate will be each year, and that's a decision independent of what the assessment is. And I don't know about you, but my Kent County tax assessment went up, not down.
Well, I just expressed earlier.
So
mine went down.
Okay, mine did not.
So there must be a rationale or reason for that.
Well, they.
Okay.
I think that was due to the new way that the county assesses. They've kind of.
What did they up. Did they bump something up?
And get well, in the past, apparently this is supposed to be the new improved way to assess, and it just happened that. Some went down, some went up, but a lot of them went down, and that's where you got your decrease, your 9% decrease, or whatever it is, the way I understand it.
Right.
It's not that they're lowering it because of high taxes or the values of the houses went down. It's the way they've changed their assessment procedures, the way I understand it, which I could be wrong, but that's
right.
The way I'm reading into it.
Smyrna is a good cultural town. It's a very safe town. Thanks to the policing and the council's efforts and, you know, pursuing certain agenda. But it just seems to me, I love Smyrna. I've only been here for like 4.5 years when the Bombay Woods development, okay? Again, the values are dropping drastically, okay, of these properties. And that's beyond, I'm sure, your control as well as my control. These are the times we're in.
Sir, I hate to cut you off, but we allow 3 minutes, and we're well over that.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to address council?
My name's Jim Strong. I live at 829 Fayette Road here in Smyrna, Delaware. I've handed out a little something to you from the Smyrna Sun-Times, Wednesday, May 27th. This year, it says, and I've highlighted, under new business, Stomba announced nominations for the committees, which must be confirmed by a majority of council. Stomba said that picking her nominations for committee members was a difficult task. I tried very hard to put the people most qualified on committees, she said. I want to follow up with that my plan, what I proposed, is consistent with that. I want people to realize that just because you're a smart person may not make you qualified to be on the Charter Review Committee. Kathy Melvin, who had a 4-year college degree, misinterpreted the charter last month, and it caused a lot of hurt feelings. Reading, understanding, interpreting, and rewriting the charter will be much more difficult task. Unless I'm mistaken with Mr. Kress announcing that he's been to law school, we have no attorney or even a paralegal on the charter review nominees. Having the mayor write a letter to the Smyrna Clayton Sun-Times would help obtain better quality nominees for the Charter Review Committee, and would be consistent with her idea of having the best candidates on the Charter Review. Also, having people interested in serving on the Charter Review Committee apply to serve on the town's website would be consistent with this purpose. The time for these ideas has come. Smyrna deserves this. And furthermore, I think this is bigger than any one person. And next year, also, the time of these committee meetings should be such that the general public should be allowed to attend. Those who don't attend the meetings, consistently miss them, should not be renominated the next year. And next year, before anyone is nominated for the committees, the mayor should again write a letter to the Smyrna Clayton Sun-Times mentioning what the qualifications she's looking for the various town committees are. And again, people should be allowed to provide their qualifications on the town website so the best people can serve. If Mr. Kraft is truly trained at a graduate law school, we need him, and I would support him to be on this committee. It's up to him to prove whether he's qualified. I want the best people qualified to serve this town on this committee, and I thank you.
Okay, I do have something to say about that. After the Charter Review Committee does their preliminary work, it does go to the town attorney, and then it is reviewed by the town attorney. The purpose of the committees is to do the groundwork where we don't have to pay a lot of money out to the attorney until the final product is in place. As we've seen, our charter has a lot of flaws in it. That's been proven over the last few months. Having people that are attorneys didn't help. I'm sorry, Mr. Jaywork, I don't mean anything against you. But sometimes you have to learn by experience. And people that serve this town, people that have lived in this town, they know what's good for the town. And we don't have to have people that just have law degrees, because we found that that doesn't always work. It does go to the lawyer for the final review. If there's any legal problems or anything like that, we're advised to that. I have thought about this since you made your last announcement, and I would like to see someone from our Planning and Zoning Committee and maybe the Board of Adjustments, because they work with these complaints or these requests month after month when people come in. I mean, they have firsthand experience of what are the problems, what are some of the things that people ask for, just like I've been on this eighth of an acre lot that people come in and they want to build on a garage, or they want to build on a deck, or they want to build on a sunroom, and they can't do anything because the house already fills the majority of the lot. And when they're not told when they buy it, what you see is what you get, and you can't do anything with it. So then they come into the Board of Adjustment, and they're very angry when they're told no, that they can't do anything about it. So firsthand experience, I think, has a lot to do with it. But just people with good common sense is what we need to sit down to go over the charter. We discuss problems that we've run into. We have quite a bit to discuss now over the last few months. So it doesn't just take somebody with a law degree. I think most of the people in this town know what the process is. I have put letters out there before, last year, the year before that. I have asked the council last year, 3 weeks before the organization meeting, I asked and asked and asked daily. People don't respond until after the fact for some reason. And I'm very happy with the committees that we have. I think we have very people that are interested in the town and want to see the best things for our town. And we do have in our rules and regulations, our policies and procedures, that if anybody misses two meetings in a row, then we look for someone to replace them. So a lot of these things are already in place. I think you need to get more information. Would anyone else like to step forward?
On the agenda tonight, I see a thing about an appeal to 25 West Mount Vernon. So I didn't know if you already got what the Historic Review Board did about that when he brought it there, and the letter that I read there. And if you don't have that, then I want to read my letter.
We do have it in our packet.
And all the neighbors had signed it, no? Because I want everybody to know what everybody else thought.
Okay, we have that in our packet. Thank you. Would anyone else like to step forward?
Good evening.
regarding the July 6th council meeting minutes that were on the website. I don't know when they went on the web, but I did get a chance to read them just before tonight's meeting. I do have some questions about the responses by our town manager, Mr. Hubb, and I would like to ask for the topic of concern to be revisited at your next council meeting, if possible. Secondly, I still have continued concerns, as do others, about the apparent drug activities in and around the four corners of our historic district, including the concerns about registered sex offenders being located next door to a daycare center. I also have concerns about the closure of businesses in our downtown core. I, as a business owner, have closed temporarily my business, and I'm changing my venue. I have looked at the comprehensive plan in the past week. I have many concerns that the plan is not being what I would call being lived up to, including vigorous support of our downtown businesses. Since I have opened my business last year, I've rarely seen anyone on this council or people working in our town hall visiting my business or others on South Main Street. I have a question for Mr. Jaywork. Mr. Jaywork, you are our legal counsel for the town, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How many years have you been council representative for the town of Smyrna?
I started in 1977.
Okay. I looked at your website today, and I did not see the town of Smyrna included as one of your towns that you represent, so I just thought I'd ask. The other towns, Bowers, Bethany, et cetera, are on there, but Smyrna was not.
I'm flabbergasted. Thank you.
I'll see what that's about.
As far as the comprehensive plan, I will be analyzing it further. My initial thoughts were that it's full of rhetoric. It is boilerplated, as so many town plans are. I put calls in today to two state planners, Connie Holland, who's state head of planning, and Dave Edgehill, who I worked with on some other projects in other towns. I'm going to ask for their interpretation of our comprehensive plan and also the plans called PLUS reviews that are held in Dover. I'm sure you're familiar with what a PLUS review is. One concern about the PLUS review, one of them that I read, was the maps that are not included with the comprehensive plan. I'd like to know where the maps are and if they're available for the public. Thank you.
Okay, would anyone else like to address council? Seeing no one step forward, we will close this portion of the meeting and return to the regular council meeting with number 8, old business. 8A has been postponed to the... Do we have to vote on that? We can just postpone it.
To the next meeting, which should be August the 3rd.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Not just take one more second. You had asked me that question. Assuming the code, my copy of the code is, you know, still up to date, hasn't been changed. It says that the first two containers at every individual pickup location must be of rigid construction with self-sealing lids. Heavy-duty plastic bags may be used for items other than garbage after the original two rigid containers have been utilized. And that's section 54-52 of the code.
But is it, I thought I read somewhere, and I might be thinking about something else, but I thought I read somewhere that if you put it out the morning of trash day, that it could be the plastic bags.
I didn't see that. Okay. But what I saw was the two rigid containers, then you can use trash bags.
Again, maybe this is something that we can take a look at, because I'll tell you myself, I've been through three trash cans, and because I leave in the morning, and by the time I come home at night, I don't know where they are. And right now I have a trash can from what the ordinance says is supposed to have the lid on it. My lid's gone, so I sympathize with you.
I don't know that that was her concern. I think her concern was that the town doesn't use trash cans, but we have to. Is that correct?
Also, that when you go across town with the dog,
right. Right.
So, relates to the same thing.
Sorry.
Another thing we have to work on. Thank you for bringing it to our attention, though. 8B, appointments to the Ethics Commission.
Number one, Dave Pleasanton, two-year term, expired June 2009. He is in a holdover seat at this time, and I am going to ask that that be tabled until the next meeting because there apparently is some information that has been requested. Several of the council people have notified me that they would like to see this information before they make a decision. So we would like that. I would like to ask that that be tabled to the next meeting.
I'll second that.
Actually, the mayor, Madam Mayor, you can't make that motion.
Oh,
without
you can't make
the
motion here.
Can't hear you.
Just reminding the mayor that she needs to pass the gavel.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Now you may make the motion.
Make a motion that 8B1 be tabled to the next meeting.
Second. Motion second. Any questions?
Discussion? Madam Mayor, at the last council meeting, you had requested Jen Merrill be present at the meeting concerning the Ethics Commission and her response to you. I see she's in the audience tonight. I don't know if that's what she's here for or not, but I certainly think it would be appropriate to hear from her.
I think there was some confusion because they put on the agenda vacant seat by resignation of Mabel Holmes, but that seat was actually filled at the last council meeting. So there really isn't any vacant seats at this moment.
There is a vacant
seat,
Madam Mayor.
Yes, there is a vacant seat.
No, there isn't.
It's
a holdover seat.
No, that seat is expired, and it can be filled at any time.
Well, again, I am not going to make the appointment until
that
the next.
That is correct.
I'm not going to make an appointment until the next meeting because there's information that we're waiting for. And several of us feel that we are not going to make that decision until we receive the information. And I'd like to ask Ms. Merle, I sent you an email. Could you tell me why you haven't responded?
I haven't responded to your email, Madam Mayor, because I made it perfectly clear on the email I sent prior to that I was willing to serve this town in any fashion that was requested, that I thought that I would be good at. And I think that was very clear in the email. And again, that was in response to the email you had sent to all of the other council members questioning my motivation and questioning my integrity, which I felt required a response. And that is why.
Yeah, she slammed me in that whole
Somebody
thing.
Somebody else asked me if I was willing to serve, and I said, yes, I'm not sure. I don't want it to appear as though I am lobbying for a seat on the Ethics Commission. That's completely inappropriate. And I'm not lobbying, but I'm here at the request of council now for the second time. And, you know, if you would like me to serve, I'm happy to do it. Call me. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call me, like Mr. DeFeo did, had the courtesy to do, and Ms. White copied me on an email prior that I responded to.
I want to thank you for accepting the invitation. It was suggested last meeting that you be invited here, and I didn't want that to fall through the cracks. So thank you very much.
Thank you for calling me and giving me a chance to respond directly.
Okay. I think this whole thing has gotten a little bit out of hand. To start with, when I first came to visit you, I thought that you had been spoken to. The recommendation came to me through Mr. Hogg. And
respectfully, Madam Mayor, I told you no one had contacted me.
I know.
I had no reason to lie. I had nothing to tell you but the truth.
And you did.
You were the first person to contact me about it. I don't know why that's so difficult to understand. I'm not sure what you heard or who you heard it from. Why would you not believe me? I guess that's what I had trouble with.
I did believe you on that, but in your email, the last email that you sent to me, you stated that you were not lobbying, or I'm trying to find it here, but quickly I can't find it. You kind of left it up in the air with me. When I talked to you about the Ethics Commission, and you said, when we first talked about it and you understood what was involved with it, you said that you would be interested in serving on another committee.
And so then we talked about, I asked around town for people for the Historic Review Committee, and your name came up many times. So I recommended you for that, and you, I talked to you about that, and at first you were interested. Then you said you were going to have work on your home, and you felt uncomfortable with that. But at that time, you did not tell me that you were still interested in serving on the Ethics Commission. Okay, anyway.
Okay, I think the thing is that the question, you know, the question was that, or the motion was to table it for the benefit of getting information for other council.
Correct.
Call for the vote.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
No.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Mayor Stumba.
Aye.
Motion accepted.
Valerie. We were kind of backwards now.
I'll change it for the next meeting.
Thank you. I wonder where everybody went.
Okay, 8C, appointments to committees and commissions. I think the only thing we have left is the Charter Review Committee. And again, I stand by the appointments that I made previously. Is there a motion to accept for the committee?
I make the motion to for the acceptance of the committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
No.
Councilwoman White.
No.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Mayor Stumbaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
No.
Motion passes. Thank you. All the committees are full. New business, 9A, appeal for decision of Historic District Review Board, 25 West Mount Vernon Street, Stanley Waverly. Who had this one put on the agenda?
You received an appeal. The Historic Review Board ordinance provides that if a property owner objects to the recommendation of the Historic Review Board, they may appeal it to town council, and town council can then consider it and make a determination if necessary or as necessary. The town received on July 7th an appeal of the Historic Preservation Review, Historic District Review Board's decision on 25 West Mount Vernon Street, which you have in your packet along with a copy of the minutes of the Historic District Review Board meeting, including the information that Ms. Pleasanton had read into the record and the testimony. The matter is now basically before you to either agree with, modify, or reject the opinion of the and recommendation of the Historic District Review Board. There are at least, I don't know how many members of the board. Here's one here tonight. Okay, one member of the board here tonight. If you want to have any testimony from them, you may also, as one of your options, if you wish to have the board take this back under advisement, you may also do that as a recommendation. So that's, and if you were to do that, I think you could probably recommend that the board consider it again on Thursday morning. But
is the person who filed the appeal here?
Are they not here? No.
They notified that there was going to be a hearing tonight?
Terry, I can't tell you that one way or the other. I don't know. I don't know.
I'd like to see, it seems that they're willing to fix this building up. They're willing to, that they want it to look nice. And I've been here for almost 14 years, and I think that buildings look the same for 14 years. I would actually going to ask if they were here, along with the board, and I did not contact Mr. Reed about this, if they would go back to the board and try to find some type of a, you know, negotiating to figure out how they can do both, how that they can meet the qualifications for the district, and at the same time get that building, you know, looking as nice as it possibly can. It's, you know, a beautiful building. It just needs work done to it. Can we send a letter out to them and to the board to revisit this? How would you like to do this? You know, unless the council just wants to handle this evening.
I think without definitive knowledge that the property owners were notified of this public hearing, it might be in our best interest to postpone this and make sure that they are notified. I will tell you that I was at this meeting of the Historic Review Board, and there was a back-and-forth discussion with the owner. The Historic Review Board did ask some very good questions about what the plans were and what he was going to do and so forth. And his biggest concern is it's a third floor fascia that he has to replace, and he wants to replace it with aluminum. And that building is in the historic district. And there's also some decorative fixtures attached to that fascia board, which are in keeping with the times, the historic nature, and the type of architecture for the house. And Mr. Reed produced some photographs of what the house looked like when it was fairly new. So the concern that they had basically was that putting aluminum over it was going to detract from the historic nature of the property, and they were unanimous in their concerns for that. And I can't say that I disagree with them. But I think, in fairness to the owner, unless we can show that they were properly notified of this hearing, we probably should continue it. And I feel comfortable doing that because without approvals, they're not going to move forward with it anyway. So I would make a motion that we table this until they are properly notified.
I would second. Okay.
Any further discussion?
I went down to look at that building myself, and I think he's only looking for the soffits on the sides, if I'm not correct. Is that right, Larry?
Well, it was unclear to me. He talked about the front and the sides, and the problem is some of the sides already have some of the decorative features missing. The dentil molding is missing on some of those, and the problem that you have when you take a property like that, you may think you're investing in a property that's going to produce revenue for you, and certainly that's a laudable goal. But with that comes responsibility for making sure that the property is properly maintained within the strictures of the historic review or the historic area that you're in. And I won't give you my impression, but the point is, I think it definitely needs to be painted. It's been that way for a while. And in his comments, he makes a lot of comments about what he's going to do, but I haven't seen any work in a long time. So simply said, to give him the benefit of the doubt, or give them the benefit, I think it's two owners, to give them the benefit of the doubt, I think we need to postpone this.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Mayor Stumbaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Horton.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Motion passes. 9B, fence adjustment for 103 Lake Drive, Wolf property.
The town ordinance, as it relates to fences, permits a 4-foot fence in side yards, but provides a mechanism for a taller fence, not to exceed, I believe it is 6 feet. Taller than 6 feet?
Up to six feet.
If a fence adjustment is requested, and if it has if notice is sent to all the adjoining property owners, and in the event that there's no written objection, then the fence adjustment is approved. If there is a written objection, then council is required to consider that written objection. The owner of the property at 105, correct? That's the owner who objected. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The owner of the property at 103 Lake Drive has requested permission to put two sections of 6 foot high by, I think, 5 foot long fence along the side of the property. An objection was received by a property owner at 57 Lake Drive, which you have in your packet. To the best of my knowledge, the affected parties were notified and a public hearing notice was published.
You just need a motion?
Council's action is to, again, approve or reject this fence adjustment request based on the application and the objection.
I'll make a motion to approve the fence adjustment for 103 Lake Drive.
Second.
Discussion.
So I just want to be clear, the adjustment is to allow a 6 foot fence instead of a 4 foot fence.
That's correct.
It'd be a solid fence.
Just two panels.
Right, so it'll go across the back and then two panels, six foot high.
But I mean, it's not like a picket fence that you can see.
Right,
it's a solid fence.
But Dave, did I understand it as it'll be across the back and then two panels
on the
side?
No, it's simply two panels on the side of the property.
Where on the side of the property is what I didn't.
If you look on the drawing, it's adjacent to a shed in the back of the property. I presume to provide some privacy screening in the vicinity of this corner of the house. Simply that section right there. This is the front of the house. This is the lake. These are the two sides.
View but her life. This is a solid wall where you can barely see. There's like a one small window, and then up here is like a TV. Those two panels right there are only blocking. Grown ivy. It's not like a sitting yard or anything like that. I did not see a problem. No, I did not see where it blocked the view of the lake.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
The only question I have is in this letter from the neighbor objecting to this, there's something about the shed being improperly installed. Do we know anything about that, Mr. Hugg?
Okay. You want to answer that? I don't. Mr. Pritchett, would you like to comment on that since you're the code enforcement officer and building inspector?
The property owner is also here.
It's the person that wrote the objection here.
The shed was placed originally. The permit and the plot plan submitted for the permit is very similar. I think the shed is actually on the plot plan here. The location by code is to be 6 feet from the property line. It is placed, I believe, 6 feet from the fence on the adjacent property line. And since the property owner has had a survey done, determined where the shed has to be, there's still an open permit on it. It doesn't have to be approved until the final inspection. Has it been moved?
It's
contractors are coming back to take the anchors out, move it more in line with the garage. The fence had been put up. A correction order was sent saying you need to get a permit for the fence. The permit was applied for and then said, oops, 6-foot fence, then we need to go to the fence adjustment. So we're just going through the process. And this is all to correct everything that's been done.
Mr. Pritchard, I take it, I guess it's self-evident that when the fence is moved, probably when the shed is moved back to where it's supposed to be, the fence will be in line with that, correct? I mean, the fence isn't going to be sitting out here and the shed's back here.
Mr. Pritchett, do you feel that it's going to be blocking the other person's view?
That's really not something that, less so than the house, I would have to say. That's, we don't have any ordinances to deal with views. But,
Would the property owner like to comment on?
Come up to the microphone. Give your name and address, please.
My name is Maria Wolf, and I'm 103 North Drive, and I'm going to be house manager. Prior to putting up the fence or the shed, I did communicate with the neighbor that wrote the complaint, and they were excited about me not only putting up the fence because it would create a block for them as well, but they knew about the shed as well. So I just hate to waste your time when I thought that everything was going to be okay, but I am trying to abide by all the codes and plan on doing things as I'm told to do. And thank you.
Question. The neighbor is talking about blocking the view. What view are they talking about? Do you know?
Maybe a bright gallery then.
Oh, okay. Right. But that they don't have a view of the lake through your property. Okay. Right. Thank you.
And roll call.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilwoman White.
Aye.
Councilman
DeFeo. Aye.
Mayor Stombaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Rader.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman
Aye.
Motion accepted. 9C, ordinance number 004-09, chapter 42, offenses and miscellaneous provisions, reference sex offender ordinance.
Madam Mayor, this was put on the agenda at the request of the Public Safety Committee. We've been dealing with this for a number of meetings, and I'm going to ask Chief Baldwin to give some background on how this came about.
Thank you. I took a bite out of this apple probably about 3 years ago. One of the downstate towns, I believe it was Bridgeville, passed a very restrictive sex offender residency ordinance. And members of our council were contacted by various constituents wanting to know why Smyrna couldn't be a little more restrictive and just put the word out that we are concerned about sex offenders living within our town limits. Frankly, I think we took too big a bite out of the apple at that time. We were too restrictive. And with consultation with the town attorney, we tried to work through that. However, council was never comfortable with what was proposed. This was brought back up again, I think it's been, 6 months ago, maybe, Councilman. During that time, we've had a number of discussions about what we wanted to do, what we thought was appropriate for this town. A number of changes that we've made. For one thing, we go strictly with the language in the state code as far as defining what a sex offender is, as far as defining what kinds of locations we would be restricting from, namely schools. We took things out like playgrounds, and we took things out rather like day schools, those kinds of things. What we've done is basically taken the state ordinance, increased the distance from 500 feet to 1,000 feet that would prohibit sex convicted sex offenders from residing. And that's where we are today. And this is the first reading, as I understand it. We would give members of council the opportunity to question it.
Is there a motion?
Madam Mayor, I move that we adopt it as a first reading.
Is there a second?
Second with discussion.
Discussion?
Number F. 5F. Just F. This ordinance shall not apply to any sex offender who is incarcerated or in the custody of the State of Delaware Department of Corrections. I'd like to see that change to be more a little more specific, that says until the time of his or her release, so that it will apply to them, so there's no misunderstanding. Because if you look at the registry for Smyrna, my brother asked me why I live in this place. And I said, well, I like it here. He said, well, you have 10,000 sex offenders living there. I said, no, we don't. You know, the prison falls, unfortunately, in Smyrna. So if we could do some type of wording, it's just a little more detail that says once they're released that it will apply to them. I'll second that motion, if you'll amend.
I certainly think we can work on that for the next meeting.
Not usually. Yeah,
there'll be a public hearing on it, on this ordinance.
And this is only a first reading. So you can either at the next meeting during the public session, you could bring it up then, or you could talk to the council people in between. Okay. Seeing no further discussion, there's a motion and a second.
Councilman.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Mayor Stumbaugh.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Gordon.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Accepted for first reading. Number 8D, recommendation of Finance Committee from the meeting of July 14. Waivers incentives for 5838 DuPont Highway, SSC, LLC. Mr. Hogg, do you want to bring us up to date on that?
Yeah, I refer you to the Finance Committee meeting notes of July 14th for the specific information. The owner of this property, 5838 DuPont Highway, approached the town and asked if there were any forms of assistance, waivers, or variances to fees that could be afforded to her as the she plans substantial improvements and investment in the property. This is a property that, in the gateway of Smyrna, is in very bad condition and hopefully will be the site of a new commercial building here relatively soon. There are a number of potential incentives that the council has made available to folks who invest in deteriorated or chronically vacant commercial and other buildings. The ones that apply to this particular property that the Finance Committee felt were appropriate involve the electric services during the first 6 months of occupancy of the new building, the impact fees that the town charges, and the possible property taxes on the building, the new building, once it's constructed. The recommendation of the Finance Committee to Council was that Council grant to the owner of 5838 DuPont Highway a 50% reduction of the first 6 months of electric service for the new building, a 50% waiver of impact fees, and that we revisit the question of property taxes once the actual building is built and we know what that property will actually entail and what it's worth and what its assessment might be. So the recommendation to council is to approve the first two, the six-month waiver of 50% of the electric charges and 50% waiver of the initial impact fees.
I'll make a motion to approve the waivers and incentives for 5838 DuPont Highway.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I'd just like to remind council that this is the standard. This is what we've done for other businesses.
Actually, and better yet is this business came to us before.
Very
they
early
did all the work, which tends to be just the opposite.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mayor Stumble.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman White.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Motion accepted. 9D2, secure update appraisal for 129 North Union Street.
129 North Union Street is currently the location of the town's electric department. With the completion of the new public works building, hopefully sometime next month, we will begin the process of moving the town's employees from both the existing public works building and the electric department building. There has been interest in prior councils, and there was interest brought to the attention of the Finance Committee, the possibility of selling this property for another use. We had had the property appraised, and we had all of our properties appraised back in 2002, I believe it was. That appraisal obviously is now somewhat out of date, and I have a proposal from the original appraiser to update that appraisal with new comps and value information at a cost of $1,200, which would be added to the value of the property if we were to proceed to sale. The Finance Committee recommended authorizing the town manager to obtain the updated appraisal.
Is there a motion?
I move that we update the appraisal.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Is there discussion?
Will this have any effect on the police department? Should they expand it? How much of it are you going to sell?
This is the... No, this is not any of the property that would be earmarked for police expansion. This is across, down and across the street.
Mr. Hugg has offered that any of the money that the town makes on that sale will put directly into the fund for the new police building.
No. It was the donut fund. It was the donut fund, not the building fund.
Good try.
Good try, Chief. Nice try.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman White.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Mayor Stumble.
Aye. Motion accepted. 10, other council business.
I have other business. Madam Mayor, I don't know. I saw Ginger here, but she left. In our packet was a request to use South Market Street, and it's not till October. I don't know if she's looking for this to be approved for the chili contest. Do you know?
The chili contest that I understand has been postponed to the spring.
Okay.
So you might want to table that.
I'll call her.
Might just disappear.
Is there any other council business?
I have one thing. I guess this is going to... What I'm going to say is going to pertain to the police department. Is there anything that the police department can do about these motorcycles with these loud muffles?
On an individual basis, yes.
I mean, it's, I don't know about nobody else that lives in this town, but it's nerve-wracking late at night to hear them going up and down the highway. And I live at 32 West North Street. And
now we all know where he lives.
Mm-hmm. It's about three of them. They come by my house about 11 o'clock at night, and they just barrel right down on them.
Try Commerce and Main Street, too. Well, but Main Street's been quiet because of construction. We haven't had a lot of motorcycles.
I have mine in there.
So trip up the roads.
If you don't ride, that's why it bothers.
Hope they wake me up.
Oh, I know.
Okay, is there a motion to go into executive session to consider a personal matter in which names, competency, and abilities of individual employees will be discussed?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Stop you.
Aye.
Aye. We need a vote.
Thank you. Aye. Any opposed?
I'm going to ask that.
Is there a motion?
Now you can make your motion.
I make a motion. We affirm the town manager's decision.
Second. Roll call.
Captain Thornton.
Aye.
Captain Evans.
Aye.
Captain White.
Aye.
Aye.
Mayor Stumble.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Motion accepted. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good night. Thanks, Daryl. I'll see you in the morning.
Yep. And now we have to replace him.